Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a Speedrun Education Podcast episode. I don't know which episode this is, but this is a special episode, the first of its kind. And that's because I'm today alone. I don't have a guest, and I will talk about a specific topic, as you can already read in the title. So first of all, why do we have a solo episode? I think that's very simple. I originally have planned to record an episode on Monday and release it on Wednesday, but my guest couldn't come because of ISP, aka internet issues, and yeah, that's why we had to schedule it a week later. So next week, Monday, I will record an episode with Kizaron, the Pokemon speedrunner you probably know. So that's a little teaser for next week's episode, but I needed to get an episode out this week. I already missed one last week, so I'm really sorry for that. And I was like doing my little bit of research, asking my coach, what should I do if I don't get my guests on? And I had an idea to maybe do solo episodes because I saw it sometimes on other podcasts. And yeah, this is a little test episode. She recommended me to do it and try it. So here we are with a solo episode. This is going to be like 10 to 20 minutes long maximum, probably just 10 minutes. Of me talking about a specific topic as freely as you know me. So please, if you're like watching my stream or you follow me on Twitter or watching this right now on YouTube, please tell me in the comments or somewhere, reach out to me what you think about these solo episodes. I will talk about that in the stream a little bit more, but do you think these solo episodes are cool? Do you think they are boring? Or do you think they are a fine niche product every now and then when I don't have a guest? But yeah, let's get actually started with the episode. I have a little bit of a topic prepared today and a little bit of a few points I want to mention. And the topic, I'm not quite sure how I named the title of this episode, but the topic is the timer and how we focus so often on the timer and the time losses and or the time gain we have during a run and what the impact on of that can be. So let's get me up my notes. So first of all, we all know it, we all have been there. If you speedrun a game, there will be at least one moment where you look at your timer. Probably a lot more moments you will look at your timer just to get an idea of where you are at your run, if you're on PB pace or not, or how much time you lost over that mistake you had, or how much time you gained because you played actually very well in a certain part of your run. That's like super common that we look at the timer. And it's also like very good that we look at the timer because that like knowledge of where you are in your run is really, really, it can be really, really helpful. I mean, a lot of people get motivation from, you know, being ahead in their run. It's like, I've talked with a bunch of friends and they said to me, if they're not on a good pace, not on a PB pace, they're not motivated to play anymore or play good anymore. And if that is a motivation factor for you, of course, yeah, looking at the timer can be a really, really good thing. But I don't only want to mention today the good things about the timer and putting focus on it, but also the bad things, because I think you need to balance both things very, very well. And by the way, I hope the background music doesn't distract you guys. I think a nice background music is a good touch on the show. I just realized it's a little loud, but let's just move on. So yeah, what do I want to talk about? Good things about the looking at the timer, bad things about the timer, and then a conclusion and maybe some future thoughts you can put into your runs. Because obviously we want to, I think a lot of people look too often at the timer and think about their time too often. But yeah, let's get just started with the good points and why it can be good to focus on the timer and why it's like helpful. First of all, I think most speedrunners love to look at statistics, and seeing like your good splits and your bad splits can be really good, you know. You just know where you lose a lot of time and what to practice next. I think having splits and timer is like a really, really helpful thing for a speedrunner. Everyone should run with it. But, and as I said, also that motivation factor can be pretty, pretty huge. I mean, when I'm on a good pace in Summit, I obviously, like in Celeste, when I'm on a good pace in late game, I obviously try my best to get this good pace till the very end and get a new record, but I also end up, you know, sometimes you know this moment when you do a mistake and when you fail like a certain trick or certain movement section, and you be upset and you shout and you sing to yourself or in your head like, oh my god, how much time did this lose? And then you try to calculate in your head how much time you actually lost, and you argue with yourself, was it a 2 second time loss or a 3 second time loss or 5 second time loss, and that goes on and on and on. And I think that if you focus too much on the time losses you're gaining, or on the if you focus too much on that, you end up wasting your attention. What do I mean by that is how can I describe that? If you are in the middle of a run and you just did a mistake, why should you focus on how much time you lost on that instead of just trying to recover from that optimally and just trying to do better in the following rooms so you neglect that mistake from earlier? I think this sounds like super obvious and super common, but I think every speedrunner for the majority of time is just thinking about how much time they lost and how bad that mistake was, instead of thinking on focusing on, hey, okay, I had that mistake, but mistakes are like super common, I just should focus now on what is still ahead of me. And I often realize, like, when I look at mistakes, that just calculating in my head how much time I actually lost and focusing on that mistake that is already like basically 10 seconds ago in the past or even longer, I just realize how much focus I put onto that, and I don't focus on the run anymore. And you know, it's obvious that you should analyze your mistakes, and it's like a really, really good thing to do in general, but you're not really analyzing your mistake, you're just like thinking how much time you lost when the timer or your splits are doing that for you, and you could just focus on the run. And of course, a lot of people still focus on the run, and a lot of people also don't need that much focus on the run. I mean, I can run Celeste while talking to someone else or to my stream consistently and still get like a relatively good time every now and then. The thing is, if I would just sit down and focus on my gameplay, I see a significant improvement in my time. And I think if you would just stop to focus on the mistakes that have happened and would focus on like the gameplay that's still ahead of you, I think you would do a whole lot better. But I mean, I said I want to talk about the good aspects, but I just transitioned into the bad things when looking at or focusing on the timer. But the good thing is, let's be honest, if you look at your splits at the end of the day, at the end of your stream, at the end of your runs, and you know, you get that knowledge of, maybe that part I need to improve on, or, oh, here is a little bit of inconsistency, maybe due to RNG, what can I do to improve that maybe, or to get a little bit more consistent, you know? All that knowledge is really, really important. And also, like, I love to look at my average time, because when I know my average time of every chapter, I know how good or bad that is compared to what I have in my PB. Let's say in one chapter, my PB time is a 2:55 time in one level in Celeste, but my average is like a 3:10 or 3:15. Then I can argue with myself, hey, I got pretty like lucky, you can say, in my speedrun. Maybe I need to improve my average time. Obviously, that is not possible for everyone speedrunning, because RNG can be a factor in many, many speedruns. But in Celeste, for example, there's no RNG. So if I have a 20 second lead compared to my average, I can expect in the future that not most of my runs get that good of a time again. So I need to focus on improving my average so I can beat that time consistently again, or at least go even with the 2:55 time. And I think for that, splits and timers are really, really good. And again, knowing where you're in your run is like, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't ever think I got an advantage out of it personally. Like, I have my spots in the run where I look at the time and be like, this is a good pace, this is a bad pace. But just because I know I'm on a good pace or a bad pace, I don't feel like, for me personally, my gameplay gets changed that significantly. Only if I maybe focus on the run and be like very upset about my time and not being satisfied with what I have, maybe then I get a little bit frustrated and a little bit, like, how to say it? I waste my attention and I focus on the bad things. Then I can say, yeah, then the run feels a lot worse. But in general, I feel like I look at my time very, very neutral. But as I said earlier, a lot of people get motivation from it, so maybe you need to check that out yourself. But actually, another thing I would love to talk is, or to say here is, try to run without a timer. Like, not without a timer, you still want to time your speedrun because you want to know how fast you were, but maybe try to speedrun without looking at your timer. Like, hide your timer behind something on your screen, on your desktop, or like in Celeste I used to tape a paper on the top left corner of my screen so I don't see the timer. It was sometimes a little tricky because sometimes we are in the top left corner of the screen. I didn't see Madeline, but overall that was like really fun to do, not knowing what your time is. I feel like it can make a difference for you mentally in your run. When you're not knowing what your time is, first of all, when you don't, like, when you hide your timer, you will still look at your timer, but then realizing there is no timer. So let's say you have your timer on a second monitor, but you hide it underneath, like, another window on your desktop. Then you do your run, and then you get to your regular spot where you glance over your timer and see where you're at. And then you glance over and be like, there's no timer. And over the course of the run, you will look at that empty space on your screen like a billion times, it feels like. And you realize, fuck, I look at my timer way, way, way too often. Maybe I should change that. Like, obviously, there are these down moments where you really, there's no problem with looking at the timer. But I personally, I ended up losing, like good attempts. Seriously, I ended up losing good attempts or good records in levels. I wasted them because I looked at the timer. Like, I was on a good pace. I looked at my timer and be like, this looks good. And then, boom, I failed a strat in the next room because Celeste has a lot, has very little downtime. So I was, you know, throwing away attempts, and I'm pretty sure some of you also threw away attempts because you looked at a timer or a chat, but, you know, that's a different story. But if you're doing offline runs and you waste an attempt because you looked at your timer, you feel, like, very, very upset about it. Or you feel, like, dumb. Like, why did I look at the timer? I know I have to focus in this room on that movement. Why did I look at it? And, yeah, that's just my experience. I know I play a lot of games where there's a lot going on. Like, at least in Celeste, there's a lot going on. But, for example, if you're running, like, I don't know, a 3D Zelda game or a more slow-paced RPG, whatever. If that's just mashing, for example, there's no problem with looking at the timer. But I think looking and focusing too much on the times, what you're at, is a little bit It's a little bit problematic because why should you focus on your time right now if you could just also focus on playing the game? It's like the same if you would tell like a marathon runner, like not a speedrun marathon runner, but someone who's you know running on a field in a longer marathon, that's like 10 kilometers long. I don't know how long these are, but let's say they walk and then they look at the time and you know they don't focus on their breathing, on their rhythm, on their running rhythm. Like, I think on if you look at it like that it just makes a lot more sense, like, to just not focus on the timer if you could just focus on your gameplay, on your mindset, and being, you know, in that space where you are very calm and very, you know, you don't get distracted and you just play your best. I think being in that state is far, far, far more important and helpful than looking at your timer and knowing, oh, I'm right now in a good pace or in a bad pace. But yeah, as I said, if you have like the down moments, don't feel hesitated to not look at your timer. Then it's like really a good idea to look at the timer. And one thing, the last point I want to mention here, is one thing I think a lot of runners underestimate to do. A lot of runners like don't do that ever. And I don't know how applicable it is to your speed game, but it is very, very applicable to my speed games, at least to Celeste and Mario Kart Double Dash, is to re-watch your gameplay and re-watch your runs, re-watch your PBs or your practice attempts, whatever. Just sometimes glance over on how you played and analyze your run and your times afterwards. And it doesn't have to be like too serious and too in-depth. I know that's a lot of time investment into just analyzing your run if you would analyze like every moment of your run. If I would analyze my 32-minute run in Celeste, I probably would sit there for at least an hour, probably more, to just look over and see what I did good, what I did bad. But I think every now and then to do this is very helpful. I had like coaching sessions on my stream where I just looked over PBs of other players, and you see, and I did look over my own runs myself. You see every mistake and, you know, every inconsistency so better if you are watching your run afterwards and not like if you focus on your mistakes during the run, you never really see and understand your mistakes to 100%. Very, very rarely that happens. But if you look at your run afterwards, you realize, hey, that section looked like very, very inconsistent. Maybe I need to improve my movement there. Or you just realize, my speed in that room is a lot slower than like top runner speed. What am I doing different? You know, while playing, you maybe don't realize it, but when you look at it afterwards, it looks like so different. And I would encourage you all to give, like, if you take speedrunning seriously and if you maybe have no idea how to get better right now, if you feel a little stuck, a little plateaued, just give yourself a little bit of time to look over the run and maybe compare it with a little bit better runners to see what the main difference is. Why were you that much slower here? Like, what were they doing differently? Or maybe you realize, hey, I'm doing this room completely wrong and I lose so much time for nothing, and then you can like change and adjust your strats. I think that is something a lot of people aren't doing, but can be very, very helpful. So if you feel like you have a hard time improving, let's sit down and try to look at your run very objectively and try to compare it to another run and maybe see the difference, or you spot out mistakes you would have never realized. You'd be like, this looks very bad, but I never realized that happened that badly during my runs. And I think you can learn a lot from that. So yeah, I think that was an okay-ish first episode. I never have done this. Like, you know, when I record my videos, I do it way differently than this. I just sit down, I hit the record button, I had my notes, and then I just talked. So, as I said, if you liked that, then please let me know. And if you didn't like it, please also let me know. Give me some feedback onto this episode. I would really, really, really appreciate it. I will stream the next days, and I will talk about the topic again. But yeah, please, please, please tell me what you think about these solo episodes. If it's fine for you if I do them or not. And if the length is also fine, like 80 minutes basically what I'm recording here, it should be fine. But I couldn't get a guest on the show this week because of internet issues on their side, so I'm very sorry for that. And I obviously will try to get every week a guest on the show. That's always my goal. But it's like normal that it doesn't happen. It doesn't work out every week. So maybe to have something to put out in between those like empty weeks is a good thing. As I said, next week I will interview Kizaron, the Pokemon speedrunner, and I also have another few episodes planned in the future, but I still need to schedule them and all. But yeah, thank you all for listening. If you listened all the way through this, then you're awesome. You're trying to improve in speedrunning, or you just enjoy what I'm talking about. You just like this background noise. Thank you so much for doing that. See you all in the stream or in one of my YouTube videos. All the links are in the podcast description as always. I hope you can find that. I have no idea how it looks on other websites, but on Anchor, you can find it for free. Anyways, have fun and see you next time. Bye.